back here on the Repair the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Repair the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also broadcasting on 11.915. Strongly encourage you to support the network, Republic Broadcasting Network, bringing great information and very important, useful truths out on this network. Also, support Republic Trading, 800-691-7898, and get your gold and silver through Republic Trading, which goes back into the network support. And again, if you'd like to call in, got a question or comment, feel free to do just that. We look forward to taking some calls today, 800-313-9443. Also, if you've got suspicion that you've been maybe a victim of predatorial lending, I've got a friend of mine by the name of Donald Imes, who is a state licensed mortgage broker who now is the president of Premier Mortgage Auditing, and you can get a free kitchen table audit that he offers to see if you can go forward to possibly get a free and clear title and even potential monetary damages. You can reach him and call him at 419-349-6793. Donald Imes' number again is 419-349-6793, president of Premier Mortgage Auditing. Folks, there's a lot of predatory lending going out there, a lot of fraud. The banksters have been perpetrating this, if you will, the money changers. They're experts at deception and deceit, and that's what the word mortgage means, death pledge. So, you know, there's some deception when it comes just within the old word itself. I don't even realize that. But nevertheless, we have a caller, and I guess it's Morris or Maurice in Texas. Correct me if I'm wrong. Welcome, Morris in Texas, to the Repair the Breach broadcast. What can we do for you today?
Hey, yeah, this is Morris in Texas. And okay. I had a question about, what do you think is the best, you know, there's so many different translations in the Bible, you know, Living and King James and NIV. Which is the best translation for English reading person to purchase?
Well, I still believe that if you're just looking, you know, at English translation, I think the most accurate we've got is the King James Version. But nevertheless, there are some restored King James Versions that I prefer. And what I mean by restore is that they put the true name of the Creator, Yahweh, back in there. And it takes a lot of the pagan terms out as well, and you can get those. Also, in fact, I'm going to put some of that information on our Yahoo groups there. If you want to take a look at that, we'll be hopefully putting some of that information up this week on the Yahoo groups there. And I still believe that the King of Kings version is the most accurate, and I say the King of Kings is because the King James version is just that. There was some things in there, put in there, like the word Easter, a few other things we alluded to earlier. But, Morris, if you want to stay on the line, we'd like to converse some more. We'll be right back after this short break with Morris, and, of course, we've got Tom in Indiana as well. And we'll be right back to converse some more with Morris in Texas here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Repair the Breach broadcast. Again, stay tuned. This short break, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, the Repair the Breach broadcast. You know, I'm your host, Repair the Breach, Zachariah Daniel. We're visiting with Morris in Texas. And Morris, if you got a pen, I'll give you a couple numbers here if you're interested in getting a restored King James Version. You can contact a preacher friend of mine before in Michigan. His name is Sam Graham. His number is 517-663-3724. That's 517-663-3724. And just ask for Sam Graham and tell him to Repair the Breach sent you. They got pretty reasonable prices for those Bibles. They're like $20 or $25, real reasonable prices, where it has the name of Yahweh in there instead of Lord or God and all the pagan terms such as those, as well as Jehovah, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So,
One other question. I've just copped your show a couple of times. This is the second time, and I really appreciate it and enjoy it, and I study myself a lot. And I didn't know how much, if any, you commented on these type matters, but I've noticed, like, the talking heads, mainstream media, you know, all the regular radio stations and the preachers that are mainstream, they seem to be saying the same thing. They seem to be being on the same page. You know, some people refer to it as the New World Order. I just refer to it as the World Order. But, you know, just kind of get your comments. I was reading, like, in, Kings, Second Kings the other day about how, you know, Yahweh's a jealous guy. He doesn't want these other gods before him, but we have a president that's, you know, a member of Skull and Bones, the Order of Death, and, you know, Moloch worshiper going to Bohemian Grove, and if you had some comments on that.
Yeah, thanks, Morris. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I agree. You know, it's pretty obvious, you know, that these men that basically are just puppets, you know, they're just the figureheads, you know. Nevertheless, they do wield power, and, you know, they do claim to be, quote-unquote, a believer in the Messiah. And, of course, you know, they belong to secret societies and like you mentioned, Skull and Bones. And you know, this is all public record. I mean, on Meet the Press, you know, with Tim Russert just, you know, laughing about it. Oh, it's so secret, you know, I can't even talk about it. You know, and so, you know, him or Carrie both said the same thing in essence on Meet the Press. So, yeah, it's, you know, the deception is that great. People today have fallen for it, thinking that he's a true, you know, scriptural believing individual, and you know, he might have a Masonic Bible that he pledged and so forth. And I'm not here to rail on individuals. That is just public record and facts, and we are to pray for these people. Obviously, that they're probably, you know, reprobate, but only Yah truly knows that for sure. But we can only pray for them, and I pray for the salvation of all souls. That you know, that not all souls have come to repentance. It's His will that none should perish, but come to repentance. But yeah, I just think, you know, you focus on him. You know, Yah uses an evil government, an evil leader. He used Pharaoh. I mean, and this guy that we got in there now thinks that, you know, he's a talking head or a prophet from the Creator, when basically he's like a Pharaoh, if you will. He's just,
you know, Yah. He's depressed, you know, with Tim Russert, yeah. You know.
Yeah,
thanks a lot. Yeah, so, you know, that's pretty much my view, is just focus on the Creator and, you know, Creator Messiah, Yah, and not get distracted by all that. Just pray for these people. Pray for your enemies. That's, you know, he's obviously made himself an enemy, hasn't he, to the state or so-called state, even though that's another fiction. But anyhow, Morris, thanks for your call, and maybe we can go to Tom in Indiana. He's been waiting a while, and appreciate Tom in Indiana calling. How you doing?
Yeah. Real good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad you called.
I was calling because I have been struggling really hard to do away with the pagan practices of the church and follow the way the Bible actually tells us how we're supposed to worship. And, you know, keeping the times and stuff I've been working on and sort of doing the same evolution I've heard you go through. Right now I am keeping the Sabbath on Saturdays. But,
I used to do the same thing, so you're not alone, but according to Scripture, it's just really not the scriptural Sabbath.
It's dedicated
to Saturn, but go ahead.
I am fascinated by what you say, and I'm definitely going to be doing some more research on this because I want to worship in truth, not in traditions.
Yes, yeah, spirit and truth. That's a good desire, Tom.
But one of my questions here is I've been trying to, last few years, I've been trying to keep the Passover, and, you know, I have been aware about the month of Abib and how to figure it out, but
mm-hmm.
I have mass confusion on this because I go to the different websites trying to figure out when Passover is this year.
I need about 15 different answers, right?
Exactly. You know, all over the board by supposedly people who are searching for the truth and, you know, doing it biblical way. You know, the Michael Rood group, I've checked with the YMCA, which is now off the web, but anyway.
Right. I'm familiar with those, yeah.
And, you know, I'm just trying to determine when it is. And I guess I got some questions of how did you determine that this was it? How did you know when the month of Abib actually started? And, you know, is it the second of Abib, you know, or second Abib comes around?
Right. Well, go ahead.
How did you basically come up with your figuring here?
Well, I appreciate your comments, and your questions are really well put and very to the point of the subject matter, what time it is, what year is it. We know the year started, scriptural new year started on what the pagan calendar calls March 14th to translate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do we know that was a bid? Because, first of all, 2 or 3 weeks prior to that, the green ears and the green fruits and spring begin to sprung up, if you will. You begin to see things begin to bud. And the previous full new moon was on what they call February 12th. And things hadn't yet sprung up and had not yet, the green fruit and the green barley had not yet become evident or more coming to fruition. And so when what they call March 14th came around, which is the first of Abib, scripturally, because we saw, first of all, 2 or 3 weeks prior to that, the green ears and the green fruits begin to bud and come forth. Spring has begun to sprung. And then, on top of that, on March 14th, what they call that, what they call Tuesday night, really is scripturally the time, what time it is Habib 1-1-1. We also had an eclipse that night. And for the 3 years or 4 years in a row, actually, the last 3 or 4 years in a row, we've had an eclipse on the first day of the year, on the new moon of Habib, the first month of the beginning of the new year. And I believe eclipses in Scripture were signs in the heavens, were alluded to as signs in the heavens. And the sun, moon, and star was his time device for us to use to observe his time or to be on in step with him. And so I don't think that's a coincidence that for the last 3 or 4 years we've been observing Habib. It just so happened to follow, you know, an eclipse, or an eclipse happened to fall on that day. And again, those are just confirmations and signs that I know that the times that he is giving us to discern is truly the time of the new year of Habib, and I hope that helps in some way.
Well, I've got a couple more questions, I guess.
Go ahead. Take
now, when you talk about the seasons, is that the seasons in Israel, or you're saying that things that the season basically you things are starting to bud? Now, are you talking Israel, or how are you determining that?
Well, when it says seasons in Scripture in the Hebrew, it's again a Hebrew word, moedah or moedim, which is appointments, convocations, or, you know, times to worship, actual true scriptural holy days or holidays. And, you know, there's a lot of debate on that issue. If you bring up a good point there. The fact is that when he gave the commands to Moshe or Moses, it was in Egypt. It was on Mount Sinai.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Right.
So they technically weren't in Jerusalem or in the land of the city of David, or they weren't there yet. Okay,
like Saudi Arabia then.
Yeah, Mount Sinai. And so I kind of looked at it from, you know, that perspective, that he gave the law, the Torah there. And don't get me wrong, I believe, though, that the green barley there as well is a good indicator. But I don't believe that's necessarily the telltale factor. I think at the same time, you know, the things that begin to bud, you know, specifically where we are at right now, what they call Sedona, Arizona. If you look at the longitude, you know, latitude, it's not too far from Israel. If you want to look at it from the landmass of Judah, if you will, it's really the city of David or Jerusalem. The name Israel is another subject matter that was to be placed upon the people, not a landmass. Now, of course, you might know this already, that the Israel they call over there is not the Israel of Scripture. The land is, but not the so-called government. You understand my point there? I don't want to stray off your subject matter. So I believe, too, at the same time, he knew his Israelites would be scattered north, south, east, and west. He knew that. And so the fact that he gave the law at Sinai shows that it didn't have to be their latitude or longitude to determine, you know, when a bee would be. So I hope that helps in some degree.
Do you believe it's important that we, you know, try to celebrate in the same days?
Well, I think that's obviously important, yeah. But nevertheless, you know, there's so many different views. There is so much confusion out there. He's not the author of that. Satan has continued to deceive the minds of people. But the bottom line is, if a person stays open and led by the Spirit of truth, He'll once you hold the line, Tom, we'll be right back on the Prepare the Breach broadcast with Tom and Indiana.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
And we're back here on Republic Broadcasting Network's Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Daniel. Talking with Tom in Indiana. And go right ahead with your comments again, Tom. We're glad that you called.
Well, one of my questions, of course, and I hate the confusion that's out there right now. Like I said, I've been all over the net trying to find out when, you know, Passover goes. One of the things, and I guess a question is for you, is when determining when the new month starts. Some groups I know say that they actually have to see the sliver of the moon, you know, before it starts. Otherwise, the month doesn't start.
Well, you can see that's a good point you bring up. You can erase all the confusion real quick if they use that. You know, that's not the way to follow, because the scripture teaches in Numbers 10:10 or 10:9 and 10 that these be the beginnings of your months or your moons. The word beginning in the Hebrew means the chiefest, or when the moon is at its biggest or chiefest, and when it's a head, when it looks like a head. When it's a sliver, does the moon look like a head or a top?
No, the sliver.
No. No, look up that word beginnings in Numbers 10:10 or 10:9.
Okay.
And 10, and it tells you. And then to correlate that, also Psalms 81:3 says these, to blow the trumpet in the new month or new moon, at the full moon. So it tells you when the new month begins is when the moon is at its fullness, because the word there for appointed, or at the appointed time in the King James, the word appointed means in the Hebrew kesa, which literally means the fullness of the moon. So you have two witnesses right there. There's another witness in Proverbs 7:20. So there's three witnesses, as well as a few others that I could probably send you. If you send me an email at breachmender@yahoo.com, we'll be glad to send you some articles and information we wrote on the subject.
I just joined the Yahoo group, so.
Okay, great. I'll put some more information on this subject on the groups this week, by the way, folks.
I just appreciate for all the work that you're doing and all the good information that you're putting out there. I certainly appreciate it. One of the questions, okay, so you start at the first full moon. Is that the first day then of the month when you see the first full moon?
Well, when you, again, when you see things begin to bud and you begin to, like when equal days and equal nights, we don't use the equinox as the primary. It's just a secondary.
Mm-hmm.
The primary is when things begin to bud, like he told Moshe, the beginnings of the month or year to you is when you see things begin to green or the barley begins to get green ears and green fruit. Now, that's the more important issue. But then, again, the secondary method would be when you see equal days and equal nights, or hence equinox. And when the new year began, scriptural new year, Abib started, again, what they call March 14th. And Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening was the new moon day or new year day, scripturally. And so, therefore, the Sabbath day will be from Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening because it sets the count for the Sabbath for the next 4 weeks or so. And or till the next new full moon. So I hope that answers your question or helps. We got Sarah in Texas coming here in a second. Do you have anything else, Tom?
No, thank you. Thanks.
Tom, appreciate you joining, and call again.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Sarah in Texas, welcome to the Repair the Breach broadcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great and really enjoying your program. And Tom did take a couple of my questions. I was
stole your thunder, huh?
Huh?
Stole your thunder, huh?
He did, but he, of course, opened up some more. So on the March 14th, which we're saying is the first day
of the new year,
of the new year, and that is the eve of the 13th.
No, it was the evening of the 14th of man's calendar.
You're having to learn. We're having to relearn everything.
Well, that's true. We all have, and. You know, that's the beautiful thing about the Creator. You know, He has patience with us, too.
I do appreciate that because I'm having to use some of His patience, that's for sure. But, okay, so the evening of the 14th starts.
Yeah, on Mankind, March 14th was the first of the year of Abib 1-1 on the scriptural calendar, right?
Okay, great. And then my other question, which I believe you answered, is we look at the fullest moon.
The brightest and the most plump is correct, yeah.
And that is... That's what we're going by, not by, and then we're talking about to go by the little sliver of the moon, the new moon. That's the opposite also.
Right. See, the sliver, new moon is a false new moon. It's a end around deception. Same thing with
mm-hmm.
the dark moon as a new
mm-hmm.
moon. The calendar on your wall again doesn't use the moon, but yet it gives you a faulty definition of when a new moon is.
Right, right.
So they're both wrong and they're incorrect. So those that use a dark new moon, quote unquote, and a sliver new moon
mm-hmm.
are just deceptions and stay away from it. That's why there's 15 or 20 different views on the subject,
right.
And they're all using one or the other. Very rarely will you find the scriptural method being applied, like Numbers 10:10, Proverbs
mm-hmm.
7:20, and in Psalms 81:3-4, where it says to blow the trumpet in the new month at the full moon. They're never
full
using
moon.
The fullness. Full moon and new moon are synonymous terms in scripture. They're interchangeable.
Okay.
There's no mentioning of a sliver as a new moon or a dark moon as the new moon.
Right, right. So you have to search for all this information is what
it
boils
down to.
You
have to dig. You
mm-hmm.
have to dig.
And so you are celebrating Sabbath from Tuesday Eve
to Wednesday evening.
To Wednesday evening.
When the sun goes down, okay,
mm-hmm.
there's a period of twilight, 45 minutes, half hour or so. And then when that first star comes out, that's when you know the new day has begun. Light, there shall be light at evening time, the evening and the morning with the first day. So when you see that first star in the west, that
mm-hmm.
lets you know a new evening or a new day has begun.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
So Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening is the Sabbath for the next 3 weeks. We're glad you called, Sarah. Anything else?
Well,
that's
it. I'm listening to you, sir, on Saturday, so thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate
we'll
it.
We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. the American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Broadcast, and I'm your host for Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel, and broadcasting also on shortwave 11.915 and rbnlive.com. Public Broadcasting Network deserves your support, folks. Contribute to the network if you'd like to support this broadcast to continue its existence on the air. We'd sure love and honor, be honored to have your support as well, and so forth. Again, support the network. Buy your gold and silver at Republic Trading, 800-691-7898. And if you'd like to call in today, give your ideas, thoughts, or comments, you're welcome to do that at 800-313-9443. And also for those that were interested in restored King James scriptures, you can call Sam Graham at 517-663-3724. And tell them to Repair the Breach sent you, 517-663-3724. Also, there's another good version I highly, strongly recommend. It's called The Scriptures. It was put out by the Scriptural Institute or Institute of Scriptural Research out of South Africa. The late Dr. C.J. Koster was the founder of the Scriptural Institute there. And he's also the author of that book, Come Out Over My People, which is at our Yahoo groups. And in fact, for those that are interested in joining the Yahoo groups, you can actually go to http://groups.yahoo.com/group, and then one big word, Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception. But it's easier to just go to rbnlive.com and look under program hosts, go down to the Repair the Breach section, and you can just click in that way as well. Or you can just send me an email, repairthebreach, breachmender, excuse me, at yahoo.com. I was looking at these texts here. I'm glad for the callers that brought those important subject matters up online here on what time it is, the theme here on the Repair the Breach broadcast. On 1:11 on the scriptural method of time instead of 3:25 of man's calendar. And again, folks, this coming Monday evening to Tuesday evening will be the 14th of Abib, or Passover, and the last from 3 to 6 p.m. on what they call Tuesday, the 21st, will be the time that the Messiah was actually crucified and was put in the tomb before evening. And so that's the time to observe Passover. And so, but the scripture does teach that the full moon is the new moon. They're interchangeable terms. And I wanted to read this to you out of the literal version of the scriptures, LITV, the literal version put out by, I guess, J.P. Green. I'm going to show you how that the new moon is interchangeable with the full moon in scripture. In this text in Proverbs 7:20, actually it's talking about an adulterous woman who's trying to seduce a young man. And she says to him, for my husband is not at his house. He is going in the way, far away. Verse 20 of Proverbs 7, he has taken a bag of silver in his hand. At the day of the full moon, he will enter his house. Now, if you look at the King James, it'll say the time appointed. If you look at First Proverbs 7:20, and if you look at, like, say, the scriptures, it'll say the new moon. If you look at the World English Bible, it says full moon. It's the same thing. They're one and the same event, folks. And if you look at older Tanakh, or the older the better, from the Hebrew scripture, Tanakh is just the Hebrew word for the Old Testament, or the 39 books. And the time appointed in Psalms 81:3 is the fullness of the moon. And so over and over, the scriptures teach that the new moon is the full moon. When is the new moon? Is when it's at its fullness. And because you have to pick a phase of the moon to determine a new moon, obviously. Some say it's dark, but how can it be new, or how can it be a beacon to you or herald to you something has begun? Because there's 3 days of darkness. Did you know that? The time the moon is dark is 3 days of pitch black. You can't see the moon with the naked eye, the visible eye. You can't. So which day is it? If you believe the new moon is a dark moon, which day is it of those three? See how confusing that is? Yah didn't leave us in the dark, literally. He did not leave us in the dark, pun intended. He did not want us to miss. And you can't miss a full new golden moon now, can you? I mean, it stares you right in the face. It sticks out like all get out. It just cannot be missed. And with this day and age, I mean, if you got bad cloud coverage, even still sometimes the full new moon shines through. I remember Abib this year for us, what they called March 14th. That evening, we had cloud coverage out here, and it was still so bright and yellow and golden, the change of color, that you know the change of the new year, new month as well. And a sliver only comes out for 15 minutes, so he's not just going to give you 10 or 15 minutes, and you really got to get a good, you know, telescope to see it. I mean, he's not going to leave us straining our eyes and straining and scratching our head and say, all right, now find my new moon now in the dark. And there's 3 days of darkness. Pick a day. No, he's not going to do that, keep you hanging. That's man's confusion. And but yeah, Proverbs 7:20 shows you that new moon, full moon are interchangeable terms of the same day. Full new moon is probably a better rendering, because that is the day of the new moon, is when it's at its fullness and brightest and plumpest and chiefest. Again, you can go and verify this in the Torah in Numbers 10:9. These be the beginnings of your months or moons. The word beginning there again means most chiefest, brightest, captain, looks like a top, looks like a head. How can a sliver look like a head of the moon? How can a dark moon look like a head or a top when it's invisible? And another analogy you can portray this truth with, or convey this truth, if you will, is, and we've mentioned it before, but an hourglass. Someone invented the hourglass to compute time. And does it start empty or invisible when you count that invisible glass time? Does it start with a little sliver of grain granules or grain? No, it starts full, doesn't it? And that's why a new month starts to you full of day, full of light, full moon, full new moon. And that is not just logic, but it's backed by Scripture as well. And that is the most authoritative reason why we believe the Scriptures teach that the full new moon is the day of the first month of the scriptural method of computing time. To observe Yahweh's Sabbath, you've got to first find the full new moon each month, each new moon, because, again, Yah uses nature to keep us in sync with Him and where we came from. We came from the dust of the earth, and some have called it Mother Earth. In a sense, that's true, because our eternal Father is our Creator, who used the earth to form us and made us into His image and after His likeness. And if we escape using the elements of creation and nature and earth, sun, moon, and stars as well, then we're getting away from the plan that He set forth for us to follow. His plan is Torah. And we got Irene in Idaho. We're glad she's called in. And Irene, welcome to the Repair of the Breach broadcast.
Yeah,
how are you
thank
today?
You for having me. You know, I'm listening, and you know, the word is, it's a revelation knowledge. And
yes,
we are not to go into bondage in a new moon or a day, or we're warned to do that. You know, Yahshua entered into His rest, and the rest is in Him. And in the Spirit, when we are in the Spirit, you know, there's no distinction between male and female or days, or we are to walk in the Spirit. So,
well, you know, I appreciate your views, Irene, and I understand where you come. But all the apostles, all the apostles who we follow, right? We continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Would you agree with that? In Acts 10:2:42.
Yeah, I understand that they did follow, but Yahshua fulfilled everything on the cross. He said, it is finished. We're to enter into His rest and rest in Him, not be bound today. That means being in bondage.
Well, Irene, I understand where you're coming from, and at one time I used to hold to that view with all due respect.
Uh-huh.
But you have to keep... What time is it to you right now? What day is it?
To hear it's Saturday.
Okay, so in other words, you're still using man's method, and we all have to relate, and I understand that. I'm not
putting
it down.
Yeah, I mean, we're living in
what
in
I'm saying is that's
world.
Bondage. That's bondage if you want to follow that description, you know, wholeheartedly. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Just like you said, we're not to observe days or years or months. If that is truly your position, then why
mm-hmm.
did you call it that time? My point is, it's better to follow Yah's time, and that's not bondage at all, because when you realize that He did nail man's judgments and commandments to the tree, but He didn't nail His own Torah, His own law, His character and nature, His own flesh and blood was nailed to that
mm-hmm.
to that tree for our sins. And I understand where you're coming from, but you have to understand that they have just a question to you. Did you observe Christmas or Easter?
No, nothing. I do not do that.
I respect you, and I, you know what, I commend you for not doing that.
I'm not in bondage, you know, I'm not, I really, really be
seeking. Do you observe your birthday or anything else like that? Or,
no.
How about your anniversary or anything by the calendar?
No, I'm not into any of those things.
Okay, well, I respect you because, you know, I commend you for that
mm-hmm.
stance you took. But at the same time, do you believe in keeping the Sabbath? Resting every day? Absolutely, I agree with you.
We
rest in Messiah every day, but do
Amen.
We... Do we rest on the seventh day of the Creator when He says He doesn't sleep or slumber, but yet He does rest on the seventh day, and they didn't enter into His rest. They didn't enter into the Promised Land because they refused to enter into His rest. Now, what was His rest? Sure, it's His spiritual rest. I agree. But it's a twofold meaning there in Hebrews chapter 4. It's speaking of a specific seventh day,
mm-hmm.
His rest, and that was only determined by the full new moon, because Paul said that in Colossians 2. For all the New Testament-only believers out there, they're observing the new moon in Colossians 2, because he says, let no man judge you in meat or drink, right?
And he's saying, new moon.
Or respect to the new moon or the Sabbath day. Now, what is he saying there? If you take the italicized words out of there, that was put in by the monks, by the way, that changed the meaning drastically. If you read it with the italicized words, it sounds like he's saying that, okay, you don't need to observe those things.
Right.
But if you take those italicized words out, which you're supposed to do if it changes the meaning, which it does, sincerely it does, he's telling you that no one's to judge you except the body of Messiah in these matters if you observe the new moon, the Sabbath, the feast, the scriptural clean kosher eating laws of Leviticus 11. You know, the only ones that were to judge in these things were those who were in the body of Messiah, not the pagan heathens who don't have a clue or a discerning spirit of getting, like you said, revelation knowledge, which I believe Yahweh has given to you.
In Revelation, it says, he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit say to the churches. And it's the Holy Spirit that, you know, it says, too, you have no need that any man shall teach you, but the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And as we seek our Father wholeheartedly, he reveals things to us.
That's right. And I totally believe you there, and I agree. I mean, we do need to rely on the Spirit. But you know what? He'll never contradict his law, commandments, judgments, and that's not bondage. You know what's bondage is? The commandments of men. That's what he set us free.
Yeah.
The curse of the law that he took on the tree was the curse of man's bondage, man's laws, man's denominations, creeds, and division.
Denomination.
That's right.
I hate religion.
You should, because you know what religion
hate
means?
Religion. I hate people being bound, to their Sunday worship. I love the people, don't get me wrong, but
we all need to love the people, correct.
I love the people, but I sure hate religion because they're being drawn into this one world religion,
one world government.
And I just despise those. I can get fired up.
I totally agree with you, Irene, and boy, I'm so glad you called. I hope you can call again.
I will.
Please do.
Okay.
Well, y'all bless you, and please call again. And I might want to add to what Irene was saying there, folks, the New World Order has a New World Religion, and what's the biggest religion in the world today, folks? Think about it. Universal. What's the biggest? What's the biggest lie ever told? What's the biggest lie ever told? That our Creator's name was not a Hebrew name? Think about it. But anyhow, we got Charles in Oklahoma. He's been holding patiently. Thanks for joining us here on the Repair the Breach broadcast, Charles. What can we do for you?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that a lot of times we are looking at this issue and we want to completely spiritualize everything. But I think it's real simple when you see Scripture say the word forever. For example, forever keeping certain things in your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real easy to understand. That's a real, and if we're trying to find his intent, forever didn't stop at the crucifixion.
That's a good point.
And forever means a lot longer than that.
Heaven and earth passed away first. That's right.
That's right. And so whenever we see something that says forever, we can fairly well take that to mean forever and quit trying to remove that word and the intent. It's real easy to understand the intent of forever. And so when we're supposed to do something forever, it didn't stop at the cross, and that's all I wanted to say.
Well, I appreciate you, Charles, calling in, and I agree with you 100%. Totally concur. And I'd rather have it and not need it, folks, than to need it and not have it. Can you be condemned for trying to honor your Creator's word and commandments and judgments and testimony? Of course not, if you do it from a right heart and a right spirit. I understand there are those who try to make it a works issue and try to put people into bondage by mandating. If it isn't in your heart, he said he was going to write the Torah in your heart. Not because someone's blabbing in your ear and putting a whip and chain behind you in case if you don't. You have to have the want to. And you can't get that from someone else. Y'all have to put that in your heart. And you have to want that. But I totally agree with Charles' points. And there is no bondage when you follow his seventh day. If he entered into rest, and again, like I stated, if he doesn't sleep nor slumber, the Creator, the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh doesn't sleep or slumber. but yet he rested on a certain day. Well, he rested in the spirit. No, he is spirit, and he is the spirit of all spirits. He is the great spirit, and he gave his spirit to all mankind, or a portion of it, and then to be renewed and restored through the Messiah. That's why you need to be born from above. Receive his spirit so you can get revelation knowledge like Irene was talking about. But yet at the same time, we need to keep his commandments. And it's all right there, laid out there in the first and renewed covenant. And we'll be right back here on the Repair the Breach broadcast for the final segment here on the Public Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
And we're back here on the Repair the Breach broadcast for the last segment here of the Repair the Breach broadcast here on Republic Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com, and also on the shortwave 11.915. And I don't want anybody to misunderstand me when I stated that I'd rather have Yahweh's law and commandments, judgments and testimonies, rather to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. Folks, we need it. It's not a spare tire mentality. Oh, it's good to have, but you don't need it. No, you do need it, because the fact of the matter is, he said in Matthew chapter 5, think not this way. This is the mystery of lawlessness, which is the secret. The mystery of iniquity is the secret of lawlessness revealed, that the mindset is, oh, it's bondage. You can't keep his law. That's right. You can't keep it in your own self. That's true. It's not about your works. But when you let him baptize you with his spirit, and he'll write his Torah, his law, in your heart, it's no longer you that liveth, it's Messiah liveth in you. And that's peace, and it's the perfect law of liberty, not the bondage of his law. His law brings peace, and observing his Sabbath and his new moons and all his feasts, like Passover coming up this Monday evening to Tuesday evening, and then the weekly Sabbath, the first day of unleavened bread. That Sabbath, weekly Sabbath, will be a high Sabbath, what they call Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening, first day of unleavened bread, where you get all the leaven out of your house. Take all the starch out, all the leaven, all the bread out of your house for those 7 days. And the 21st of the moon on that Monday evening to Tuesday evening will be an annual Sabbath. It's a no work, but you can eat that day, or you can actually cook and prepare food for that matter on that day. And, of course, folks, that's not bondage. I mean, that's liberty, because the apostles were doing it, and they were giving us an example scores of years after the Messiah had resurrected and ascended. So if it was no longer needed and he nailed it to the tree and it was done away with, then why are they disobeying it by obeying the commandments in Leviticus 23 and Acts 2 and Acts 20 and Acts 27 to keep the days of atonement? Yeah, they're keeping the Day of Atonement in Acts 27 identified as the Day of the Fast in the King James on Acts 27. You know, so if they're observing the Feast of Tabernacles in the new heavens and the new earth, if you ain't doing it now in the dress rehearsal, so to speak, how are you going to observe it when you went over yonder, you know, in the millennial reign? Folks, they're observing it, the Feast of Tabernacles, right there in the millennial reign. Read Zechariah chapter 12, 13, and 14. Those are very important end-time scenario texts as well. If you want to know what time it is, we're really in the end time. And it's the first month, 11th day right now, of the new year, scriptural new year, that is, regardless of what man calls it, March 25th or 325 Saturday. The Sabbath is not today. It's Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening, the scriptural seventh day of the week. And, of course, Passover is this coming Monday evening to Tuesday evening. The last 3 hours of sunlight or so on Tuesday will be the time to observe Passover. And then, of course, unleavened bread, get the starch out of your house prior. The scripture talks about that. Don't have leavened bread. Don't eat leavened bread or anything with leaven in it. And just for that week, it's not some bondage thing. That's an honor that he's called us to observe his law, his commandments. You're going to obey some man's law. You're going to obey somebody's law. You're going to, even though it's just statutes and we're not to bow down to statutes, it's not really law, but it's policy. Wouldn't it be better to observe Yahweh's Sabbath and Yahweh's new moon and Yahweh's new year and Yahweh's Passover and unleavened bread and Pentecost, first fruits, you know, Feast of Trumpets, Tabernacles, Day of Atonement? Isn't that more important? Yeah, it sure is. Very important. And we love and appreciate everyone here on listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Join our Yahoo groups. Go to rbnlive.com under Program Hosts. And click on Yahoo Groups there under Repair or Breach on the bio there, or email, send us an email. And we'd love to stay in touch with you. Until next week, Yahweh bless you. Shalom here on Repair of the Breach broadcast. Appreciate all those bringing on questions today. And Yahweh bless you. Shalom. Again, breachmender@yahoo.com. Two words together as one, breachmender@yahoo.com. Send us an email. Glad to contact you. Shalom.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.